Welcome to Lesson 10. This is our A Godly Response to a Pandemic Bible Study Series. It's hard to believe that we've been doing this for 10 weeks now, but it's true. When it comes to making plans, there are at least two kinds of people in the world, though this may be an oversimplification to some degree. Like me, some are afflicted with the malady of perfectionism. People like us want to make plans, and we work hard at making them, yet we struggle to actually put them into action because we feel like we never have enough information or perspective to make good plans. There's always another angle, detail, or possibility to consider. Then there are people with the opposite problem. They don't really make plans at all, or at least they don't think much about the plans they make. They just lunge forward, do things regardless of what may happen. No matter which approach you lean towards most, whether procrastinating or being hasty and impulsive, I think you'll agree that both approaches miss the mark of planning well. But why? Both approaches are missing the main factor in wise planning, which is total dependence on God. When we stare into the fog of the unknown future that lies before us, we can't ever know exactly what's in store. Yet we can, and should, consult with the God who does. And that's what Proverbs 16:3 reminds us to do. So, let's take a look at this important proverb together as we make plans for our uncertain future as individuals, families, and a church. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established.